The Alabama crop is being rated 75% good to excellent, 23% fair, with only 2% in the poor to very poor category. Alabama's crop setting bowls now at 94%. That's up from the 84% five-year average, while bowls opening are now at 16%. That's up from the 8% five-year average. The Georgia crop is being rated 66% good to excellent, 28% fair, with only 6% in the poor to very poor category. The amount of the crop setting bowls of the state is now at 94%. That's up from the 91% five-year average, while bowls opening are now at 6%, but that's down from the 10% five-year average. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the cotton bowls and condition progress of the crop in other parts of the nation.
73% setting bowls by August 16th. That's a bit behind the five-year average of 88% and last year's 87%. Texas is bogging that number down just 61%. Setting bowls by August 16th in Texas, well behind the five-year average of 86% and last year's 82%. 10% of the bowls opening by August 16th, 2 points behind the five-year average, 1 percentage point behind this time last year. Texas a little closer to average on the bowl opening number, 11%. Five-year average there, 15%. Last year, 15%. Leading the nation in cotton bowls opening is Arizona, 35% by the middle of August. Looking at the cotton condition, now 55% good to excellent, 9% very poor to poor. A week ago, those numbers were 56% and 9% respectively. Still, though, this crop is better than last year's cotton. Only half the crop was rated good to excellent this time last year.